Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. My question to you is, have you had a good laugh lately? And you're going to say to me, and why would I do that? We're having to find times to laugh, and I'm going to give you a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Now, you think about his life and the situation he was in. He said, "With a fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die." Well, if Abraham Lincoln can find ways to laugh, that's really what encourages. Also, author Kurt Vonnegut said, "Laughter and tears are both responses to frustration and exhaustion." There's some parents that are probably facing that right now. I myself prefer to laugh since there's less cleaning up to do afterward. Well, whatever. Hopefully you've found some way to laugh. Maybe it's something silly your kids have done. Maybe it's something that you've received on the internet. There's lots of things flying around, pictures of the bathroom completely covered with rolls of toilet paper, all other kinds of things. There are people who are trying to make us laugh. Also, comedians. Maybe you have a great video. Whatever. There's been lots of research done on laughter, serious research about what laughter does for us, and most of it's pretty positive. It says laughing is good for us. There's some contention, some disagreement about why that is true and what makes us laugh and all those kinds of things, but I just wanted to share with you some reasons. We all need to find a reason to laugh. Right now and every day when things are good or things are bad, we need to find a way to laugh. Much work has been done by Robert Provine. He's a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and the author of a book, Laughter, A Scientific Investigation. Even after all this work, there's still much more research to be done because they said, not everybody agrees. But I think the bottom line that we come to at the end of all this information is no matter the reason why, no matter what it does to our bodies, no matter, I think everybody agrees that life is better, our quality of life is better when we can laugh at something, some instance, something, some reason to help us laugh. So, there's lots of changes that happen in the body, according to a lot of these researchers. When we laugh, they say it's kind of like a workout, and maybe you've heard that before. It's like an internal jogging when you have a good laugh, and might have some of the same advantages as a good workout. One researcher says it took 10 minutes on a rowing machine for his heart rate to reach the level it would after just 1 minute of hearty laughter. Well, hey, I choose the laughter over 10 minutes of on a rowing machine. And another researcher says, it appears that laughter burns calories. And after a small study, and this is part of the problem sometimes in research, there are small studies that you go, well, maybe, maybe not. But that person said in this study measured the amount of calories expended in laughing, and it turned out that 10 to 15 minutes, now that's a long time to laugh, but anyhow, burned 50 calories. Yeah, not enough to eat a piece of chocolate. But even if it's a little bit of calories, maybe that's a good reason to laugh. So what happens to our body when we laugh? Well, researchers at the University of Maryland studied the effects on blood vessels when people were shown either comedies or dramas. And after the screening, the blood vessels of the group who watched the comedy behaved normally, expanding and contracting easily. But the blood vessels in the people who watched the drama tended to tense up, restricting blood flow. So get the blood flowing with a good laugh. Now, here's an important one. It's talking about immune response. Increased stress, onto that, is associated with decreased immune system response. So some studies have shown that the ability to use humor may raise the level of infection-fighting antibodies in the body and boost the levels of immune cells. Well, maybe not 100% research, but hey, can't hurt. It's always on the positive side. What about blood sugar levels? One study of, this is 19 people, not a very big study, with diabetes looked at the effects of laughter on blood sugar levels. After eating, the group attended a tedious lecture. And then on the next day, the group ate the same meal and then watched a comedy. After the comedy, the group had lower blood sugar levels than they did after the lecture. That needs some more research, of course. What about relaxation and sleep? The focus on the benefits of laughter really began with Norman Cousins, and he ended up writing in his memoir, Anatomy of an Illness. Cousins was diagnosed with a painful spine condition, but found that a diet, he says, a diet of comedies like Marx Brothers films and episodes of Candid Camera helped him feel better. He said that 10 minutes of laughter allowed him 2 hours of pain-free sleep. That's pretty powerful. So why do we laugh? You know, you think about yourself. Why do you laugh? Well, let's kind of go back a little bit in mankind, not just the kinds of jokes or what makes you particularly laugh. It's said that laughter is something that's instinctual. It's a part of evolutionary development in people, that laughter predates speech by perhaps millions of years. Before our human ancestors could talk with each other, laughter was a simpler method of communication. It's also instinctual. You think about when there's a baby around, what's the first thing that people want to have that baby do? First of all, probably smile. And then if they heard this baby laugh, it's like, oh, we all laugh. We're all so happy. It's a joyful occasion when you hear the baby do that first laugh. It's there from birth. In fact, he says, people who are born blind and deaf still laugh. So we know it's not a learned behavior. Humans are hardwired for laughter. And perhaps it's ancient, so ancient it's much less than precise language. Laughter isn't under conscious control. Can you decide whether you're going to laugh or not? We don't, he says, this Provine, who most of this research is reported by, we don't choose to laugh in the same way that we choose to speak. If you've ever had an inopportune laughing fit in a lecture, during a high school play, or perhaps at a funeral, you know that laughter can't always be tamed. But once it starts, you know, laughter is contagious. And you know yourself, you think about when you're in a group and somebody sees something funny, maybe it's in a movie or maybe it's at home watching a video. If one person starts laughing, all of a sudden you may be laughing too, whether you found it as humorous as the first person or not. We laugh 30 times as much when we're with other people than we do when we're alone. So how do we do that when we're not supposed to be with a group of people? Well, that goes back to maybe a phone call, maybe a text, kind of depends on where you're at with all the technology. But somehow we still need to connect with people. You've seen or heard about the teachers who are driving around in Omaha and other cities, waving to their students and laughing and, you know, looking like they're having a good time and making their students laugh. So it is something that's contagious, something that can be really positive. On the other hand, just a quick think about this. Why do villains laugh diabolically? Well, some argue that this laughter might also include that, you know, it's that cackle or that cruel, jeering laughter, that it's not really funny that they're laughing at, but that they're in this group and responding to what they are doing together. So laughter can be negative, but mostly laughter is very positive, and we need to find those reasons to laugh. And like I say, we have to work at that sometimes because there's so many things that are stressing us out. But make a phone call, turn on your computer, turn on your phone, whatever it is. Maybe you have a video at home, and just some way find a reason to laugh. Because remember that laughter is, no matter what the researchers can or can't agree on, they still kind of agree on the bottom line that laughter is better for us than not laughing. So that's the challenge for today, is to find a reason to laugh with somebody else or even just by yourself. So if you had a book by Mark Twain, or go online and look at some of the things Mark Twain said, I think you will find some reasons to at least chuckle, if not have a really deep laugh. And Mark Twain says, "Against the assault of laughter, nothing can stand."